Hey, guys, I wanted to get into something that Gary let us know about, and we posted on our homepage. If you go to internetadvisor.net, there's a full article about it there. But, Gary, that was something that you just saw and I had not caught, but it's really nasty, especially at this time of year when people are traveling.
Well, it's pretty sophisticated, and that is, it's a what they call a drive-by virus that has been proliferated to a number of sites, timed maybe a long time ago, but timed to go off this weekend. Actually started on the 3rd.
Like a time bomb, wow.
Yeah, and what happens is if you drive by those sites, you are then infected by another kit that actually downloads more malware onto your computer. Oh.
And this is a big city. I mean, the cities, it says destination websites for cities like Boston, Salt Lake City, Houston, Monterey, Rochester, Myrtle Beach, Victoria, I believe it was Victoria, B.C., and Utah Valley. I mean, these are...
Yeah, they targeted sites that they thought a lot of people would pull up during this holiday weekend, right?
Wow, that's nasty. So what would be the typical thing happen, Shane, in terms when somebody would hit a site like this, do you think?
Well, usually they're silent attacks. You know, you don't know that they're there until, you know, they'll have a code built in them to say, know, on the 15th activation of a Windows Explorer opens, then do this and this and this. Because if they opened up right when you went to the site,
You'd know which site.
I'm never
You'd
going
be
back
able to
there,
report
you know?
Which site.
Somebody asked me this question. Let's see if anybody can answer it. Why would somebody do this? What benefit do they get from this?
Well, they put the payload on your computer, and the payload could be anything. It appears, the payload's malware. So it's not designed to really do a lot of damage to your computer, but to hijack it and
steal information. Yeah. And you were going to say something?
Well, I was going to say that my wife and I just went through a credit card, and the only purchases I've made in the last 3 months with our credit card was through Amazon. And so one of our computers must have had something on there. You know, our passwords are changed once a month.
Well, but
you regularly change.
But now, did you use those credit cards outside of online activity?
That's
you
the only time we use them.
You don't use it at restaurants, gas stations, nothing like that, right?
Nope.
Wow. So, and you change your passwords monthly.
Well, you know, I have to talk to my wife. There may have been a gas station or two thrown in there.
Yeah. So, you know, it could come from a lot of places.
Cal, what do you think? Why do it? Is it like a nasty prank, or is there a real economic end to it?
I mean, economic end, that's normally, in my opinion, that's when they do ransomware, where it's like, you know, click here, and now you have to pay $50 to get your machine back normal again. So I wouldn't put it under that category. If they're collecting or harvesting information for stealing your money, well, yeah, that might be a motive to do it. And then, I don't know, there's still a few out there that just love a good old-fashioned malicious virus for the heck of it.
Yeah, but there is a payload in the sense of that they can get in and maybe steal your credit card information.
Oh, yeah, we had a number of purchases that were made, you know, within a few hours of each other. The credit card company notified us.
So the credit card company notified you.
Yes.
And then that you went, what did they do in that particular instance?
Well, you know, they're going to send us the paperwork. We fill out the paperwork. Hopefully we receive it next week.
So what do you cut up that card then?
The card's gone. The card's disabled. Yeah. The bank or the credit card company is going to send us a new one, but we have to dispute the charges, and we may get the check in within 30 days.
Here's a situation where most of us don't want our credit card companies or somebody buying information from the credit card companies to use that to develop a trend analysis on what kinds of things we buy or whatnot. But in this particular case, and in so many other times, the credit card company will call you and say, this doesn't conform to your buying habits. Well, how do they know what our buying habits are if they didn't know what our buying habits were, right? Mm-hmm. But in this particular case, they would say, you know, is this legitimate? And a lot of times it's not. That's how we catch we don't catch the bad guys doing it, but we at least stop them from using your car to do it any further.
Right. One of the things I was going to do and I'm trying to talk my parents into doing this, and to get a phone that would support this, that anytime there's a purchase made on the credit card or the debit card, that they would receive a text message. You know, many credit card companies do this.
Yes, they do allow that, yeah.
And you know, I'm trying to convince my parents to move to a bank or a corporation that would do that.
My brother-in-law did that for his father. And he said he didn't want to take the credit card away, but he wanted them to be able to, he wanted to know when there was
when it was
a
being used,
purchase made. So.